Stu Martinez.
Ann Gaywin.
Vicki Russell.
Steve Dodd.
And Ken Mullins. We have a floor. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance now. So, Jake, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number four is approval of the meeting minutes. We have June the 10th, May the 18th, and May the 18th. Is there any discussion? Is there a motion to approve the minutes as indicated?
I second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All of those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved unanimously. A budget hearing on the FY 2016-2017 Urban Renewal Agency budget. I'll open the hearing at this time and take a staff report.
Okay. You have before you, it's a one pager. It's kind of a repeat of last year. As we said, if you remember right, urban renewal compounding interest. You put in a dollar and then you end up with a dollar. You know, it's just one of those things that they take years to get brewing. That's the nature of the beast. So last year we took in about $22,000, and if you look at the budget, you will see that's reflected. We're estimating $23,500 this year. It could be $25,000, but by and large we're saving the bulk of it. So if it ended up being $27,000, it rolls forward. Now, as we've said, we will be picking up the new credit union, and we'll be picking up, obviously, the store. The store's, you know, 2 years out, maybe a year. It's weird the way it, you know, like the bank, the credit union just opened. Obviously, it's whether or not makes the July 1st cutoff for assessment. If not, it waits a whole other year. There's laws on it. There's the American call, and it won't matter. There's just laws on how that all works. So sometimes new buildings, depending on when they land, you end up getting kind of a free year of taxes. Because it happens on houses and everything. So we don't know when any of these, but the good thing is we do know with the new construction of these types of buildings, that's where urban renewal really starts to gain the income. Those two businesses alone will add $10,000 to $20,000 of property taxes to this, almost double our income. And seeing that you get a new motel that happens to be in the urban renewal district, that can add another, and that's how it works. The growth in value is fairly small because that's just the nature of the beast. So what we proposed in our budget, and it was approved by the budget committee, is a $46,250. That's $23,500 of new and $22,750 of carryover, because we carried over everything we took in. And then we have $2,500 for audit, which last year we did not have to spend any. We budgeted that again. And then the difference is we spent $5,000 to spend this year, which we will hope to spend. We don't know exactly for sure. And that is for the Sustainable Cities Program. And I'll let Corey explain how much that's costing the city and what portion this is.
Yeah, so the city was approached by University of Oregon to be a city that had a sustainable city year program next year in fiscal year 16-17 and academic year 16-17. And what they had proposed is that the city would come up with $40,000, and that $40,000 would be met with a one-for-one grant from the Ford Family Foundation. So what the city has done is budgeted $40,000, and five of that will be out of the urban renewal budget, because one of the two projects will be focusing on the downtown core, Huntington, and looking at urban renewal type activities like streetscapes and creating an identity for the downtown core. So we're still waiting to hear back from University of Oregon, who they are the ones who applied to the Ford Family Foundation. So we're We're crossing our fingers and hoping that that comes through, and if it does, we have the city set the funds aside to make that program a reality starting in the fall.
When you say by having an identity, what does that mean?
Well, it could mean a lot of things, and that's what this program will provide is options. So what it does is it brings students, undergraduate and graduate students, who are in, say, an architecture class or an engineering class. And what they will do is put together artist renditions and different looks and feels for what that downtown area might be. And they might, if there's 15 students in the class or 15 groups of students in the class, there'd be 15 different options put up around these chambers for us to look at and to get a sense of what that could look and feel like. No spending of money on actually creating that look and feel, but it gives us a seed that then 3 years, 5 years from now, we'll grow, and when we do have urban renewal funds, we could say, oh, we like this, let's use that as a jumping off point and actually hire some professional consultants who can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to actually design that and then move forward with that plan.
So the businesses that are in the downtown core, will they have to spend money to...
No.
...part of the identity?
No. No. This would be just an idea more of, I should say, like public improvement. So what type of light poles and streetscape features and you know, trees on this side and design elements like that that will unfold over decades. It will take a long time. But this is a creative opportunity to get some good consulting services for
parks and things like that?
Not really.
Not me.
No.
This is for what they'll probably be doing down on Huntington, basically. It will be designing kind of a streetscape. Because we, Urban Renewal will have money to help like do facade programs and things in the future and help with stuff, but we don't have a plan. In other words, should the corners have curb flares? And if you have, you know, so they stick out so it's closer for pedestrians. If you do that, do they stick out 5 feet or 6 feet? Do they have brick pavers in them or stamped concrete? It's a design of what you want it to look like. And then when new businesses are built, like say the credit union, we would have them build to that design. They're going to build something, so then you lay that out and say, hey, you know, this is a plan, and then you'll use it for grants. You'll say, here's a design. It's going to do two blocks. It's $300,000. You know, you go and you get grants. Right now, we couldn't go show anyone to get a grant because we don't have a design, and you have to start with that. And the students are doing Redmond, downtown Redmond, and they are doing a whole bunch in Redmond, and it's been all over in the press. It's quite a program. And they've never done a small town before, so the University of Oregon contacted us and said, you know, would you be willing to let us have our students come over? And then these are grad students. These are people that a year later will be working for big firms, you know, so these aren't just a freshman coming in that's, you know, walking back from the football game. These people have, you know, they're smart guys and girls. They're, you know, 25 years old and older, you know, they're all that. So we'll see where that goes. But the other piece, and I know you'll be interested, the other piece is out at Wickia, which is not part of a renewal, but half of what they're going to do is go out, and we need to come up with, you know, the businesses have met at Wickia, but trying to figure out what do they want to look like, and after the overpass is done. So these students will be in, they'll see the overpass getting built, they'll know what that's going to look like, and they'll help kind of design what can Wickia look like in the future, which would be different than downtown, obviously. And that'll be our first time we've had any plan on kind of Wickia. And they will meet with business owners. They have their whole outreach. And I think the businesses out there will enjoy sitting down with them and working through this. Redmond, I've talked to the city manager, spent a couple hours with him 2 weeks ago. And they just love what's gone on in Redmond. So we're hoping that'll happen here. So in this budget, we're going to spend 40. We allocated 5 out of this budget. The other 35 is out of the general fund. And so you can kind of look at it like 20,000 is going up toward Wickia and 20,000 down here. And in the downtown piece, 5 of that 20 is coming out of this. 15 will come out of the general fund. And all the 20 out of for Wickia will come out of the general fund. And they'll have lots of meetings. It'll be fun to see. And everyone's going to get a comment and do their thing on what they want downtown to look like. And so I'm pretty excited about it. But most all of what they will be doing will be on public property. They aren't coming up with a standard that says a private business has to, you know, do something that's sitting there existing or any of that. So, and it'll also be a 10-20-year plan. I mean, who knows what councils want to do years from now and all that.
Rick, for Wendy's benefit, though, some of the ideas around urban renewal are that loan plans are there's features in it that you loan them money with no interest, or you give them, you loan them X amount of money and you give them a grant, and the city puts up a little money in the grant maybe. And there's many ways to help a business refresh the front of their business, or you know, to sort of make the whole area look good. So there's a lot of features to urban renewal that can benefit the businesses.
My thought is, you know, Corey will be, I'll be on, but that in the, you know, you probably want to do this again next year like this. You might spend a few thousand on stuff that you're working on, but by and large, kind of let this thing build. You know, try to get that up to 100 grand or better before you, you know, because really, in this kind of world, the 100,000 doesn't buy you all that much when you're trying. So, you know, ultimately, it's a $7.5 million plan. So, you sit here and you think, gosh, 20 grand a year. That's never gonna happen, but it does compound and roll. You just have to sit back and take in lots of air and let it kind of go. So I think what you're doing is prudent. We're building designs, we're getting the concepts, and then, you know, down the road, you can use it to apply for grants. The urban renewal won't have money, but if they need a 10% match, maybe you get a $500,000 grant. You can put $50,000 in with a 10% match. So that's really how that'll all work. So that's what's reflected in the budget. So theoretically, next year then, $38,750 will carry forward. If we don't spend the $2,500, that'd be $40,000 would carry over. Probably more like $45,000 or $50,000, that'll end up next year, and go from there.
Okay. Any further comments? Okay, hearing none, I will ask for public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, I will close the public hearing and ask the agency to deliberate. Are there any questions or any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, are we approving the budget right here?
Oh, no, actually, you're just closing, you're doing your deliberations, and then actually, you've item six, Mayor, right, and you'll have that resolution.
All right. Item number six is approval of resolution number 2016-01, a resolution adopting the FY 2016-2017 budget for the Urban Renewal Agency of the City of Lapine. Any discussion here? Is there a motion to approve the budget as I've indicated?
So moved.
Been moved?
Second.
And seconded? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the resolution 2016-01?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's passed unanimously. Thank you very much. Are there any public comments at this time? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
You, Mayor, we've got 5 minutes, since these guys don't get together very often, ask them if they have any questions or comments about urban renewal, just forgetting the budget.
Sure.
Just why they're all gathered together, and you only meet once a year at this point. But I think that there is a chance, depending on, Corey, how you set it up, why the U of O is here, maybe when they start, you got maybe hold of some workshops, and you are the committee that they maybe work with, because you're helping fund them and you're part of the downtown. And because they're going to need groups to visit with, and maybe that would help start getting kind of involved thinking about what urban renewal can be. So you might look for that in the fall or winter, you know, along with planning commission.
I think that'd be good use of our time. What do you, we all think?
Well, yeah, we're the ones that the public comes to asking the questions about it, so I think that would be perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? A motion to adjourn.
Okay.
We're adjourned.